Every one of us wants Jannatul Firdaus. We want to enter paradise and we want it to be easy. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us of several categories of people who will enter Jannah without reckoning. No reckoning. VIP. You arrive on the day of judgment before the accounts. There are certain categories who will be told, come over, you can go through. Subhanallah. Wouldn't it be interesting for us to know who these people are so that we can try to be from among them? So if we look at the ahadith, there are actually many categories. Some of them are after the hisab and some of them are before the hisab. So there is a hadith wherein the Prophet ﷺ has said that on the day of judgment, before the reckoning, a caller will call and he will say, سَيَعْلَمُ الْجَمْعُ مَنْ أَوْلَى بِالْكَرَمُ. The people today are going to know who is of honor, who is generous, who is truly generous. And here it's referring to the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in forgiving people. Then he will call, فَيُنَادِي مُنَادٍ. The same caller will call and he will say, أَيْنَ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ. Where are those who used to praise Allah upon all conditions, be it difficult or easy? فَيَقُومُونَ وَهُمْ قَلِيلٌ. The hadith says they will stand up and they will be few in number, not so many. And they will be told to enter Jannah without reckoning. No reckoning for you. Before we start taking reckoning, you used to thank us upon all conditions. As a result, we are giving you entry into Jannah. No reckoning. Subhanallah. Now, before I get to the next category, and I'm only going to talk of those two, let me dwell on this particular category because we can be from among those. We need to try to be from among those in the mercy of Allah. When they say, وَهُمْ قَلِيلٌ, they are a few. You know, there have been trillions of people on earth. Perhaps if there are a few million, it might be considered there are a few. But we may be from among them. May Allah make us from among them. Thank Allah upon all conditions. Thank Allah upon all conditions. So if goodness comes to you, thank Allah. If something bad happens to you, thank Allah. People find that difficult. Sometimes you have a good deal and you are thanking Allah. It's a little bit easier. But when you have a tough day and when you've suffered a loss and when you've been through divorce and when you've lost a child and when you've had an accident and when you just simply cannot get married or you're having marital problems or, for example, you don't have children or you have struggled and suffered because of the loss of your parents and your siblings and your loved ones and whoever else it may be on earth, then to say Alhamdulillah is not so easy. Allah says, if you still say Alhamdulillah and you look at those who are in a worse condition than you, you deserve Jannah. Allah says, we sent you on earth to test you. When we test you and you say Alhamdulillah, this test, I will manage it by the will of Allah. I will ace it. Subhanallah. That's the wording used sometimes by us. We're going to ace this, you know. For the sake of Allah, we ace things as well. We make sure that we thank Allah upon all conditions. And we will know that if you have made some money, a day will come when you have to suffer a loss. Take it in your stride. Pick up the pieces. Work hard again. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. I praise Allah upon all conditions. There is another hadith. The Prophet ﷺ, it is reported that he used to say, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Wa a'udhu billahi min hali ahli nar. I praise Allah, praise be to Allah upon all conditions, and I seek the protection of Allah from the condition of the people who will be cast into hellfire. That's the only thing I'm worried about, cast into hellfire. In this world, look at what happened to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They boycotted, he said Alhamdulillah. They didn't believe in him, he was concerned, he made dua, but he was thanking Allah. In Ta'if, whatever happened, he still thanked Allah. He lost his wife, he thanked Allah. He lost his children one by one. He thanked Allah. It's not easy. You lose your child, beloved to you, your father, your mother, whoever else, beloved to your heart. to say alhamdulillah, inna lillahi ma akhadha wa lahu ma a'ta wa kullu shay'in 'indahu bi ajalin musamma. Indeed, to Allah belongs whatever He gave me in the first place, it was always His. And for Him belongs whatever He took away, it was always His. He just gave me a time to be with whatever gift He gave, and alhamdulillah, I'm thankful that He gave me. You have a father who's been with you for 10 years, 15 years. Thank Allah. Other people have had no father from the very beginning. They look at Rasulullah SAW. He was born. His father had already predeceased that date. It mustn't be a sense of our distress. We need to thank Allah. We need to go forth and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the Prophet SAW tells us that on that day, part of the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be that He will call out those who used to thank Him. Now, we ask again, why will He call them out? What's the secret? The reason is they understood that everything comes from Allah and it's in Allah's control. The minute you understand that and live by it, you've worshipped Allah upon the highest degree. The minute I realize a robber came, a thief came, I broke a bone, that happened, lost something, tire burst, car accident, a loss, whatever losses it may be. When you understand and realize Allah is in full control, you have no option but to say Alhamdulillah. It depicts your top level of Iman, highest level of Iman. الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّى وَالضَّرَّى. Those who praised Allah upon days of ease and days of hardship, war, hunger, famine, fear, whatever it may be, just say Alhamdulillah, thank Allah. Now, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ teaches us also that you must always look at those who have less than you. That will be so great a gift of Allah that it will make it easy for you to actually thank Allah. That's what it is. The problem today in this materialistic world, everyone looks at those above them and says, I'm going to get there. Don't worry. This guy made 1 million. I'll show him. I'll make 2 million. It's okay to make it. No problem. But don't have that aim such that I'm in competition with someone. I'll do my best. I'll do my best. And I definitely will try to earn with the intention of spending in the cause of Allah. That's very important. How much are you going to spend in your life? Ask yourself. 1 million? 1 billion? How much are you going to spend? We sit today and we look at the league of a few people who've crossed the net worth of 100 billion. And you start thinking to yourself, is it really worth it? The other day they added a name. One day they subtract a name. Because they count the cents and the dollars. You cross by $1, they quickly put your name. Subhanallah. Did it really earn you Jannah? Was it really a merit? How much are you going to spend of that? You won't even spend 1 full billion. You won't even spend 1 full billion. How much do you want? 100 million? 50 million? What are you going to do with it? Build your Jannah. Spend it. Spend it in a good cause. Have people where you are helping. Good causes where you are helping. Assist here, assist there. Give here, give there. Look after your relatives and your family to begin with. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. Charity begins at home. You start off with your relatives. Then the next, then the next. Check who's poor, who needs, who's this, who's that. Give them. And you know what? I mentioned it last week, I'm mentioning it this week. The Prophet ﷺ tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أنفق يا ابن آدم أنفق عليك. Spend, O son of Adam, I'll spend on you. Allahu Akbar. If you want increase, you got to give. It will increase. But if you want increase and you keep it and you're counting it, it's not going to increase. Inflation will eat it, something else will eat it, loss will eat it, whatever else. You can't just count things. You have to take a few risks in life that are halal.